Here's what we know for sure. We're at the 18th annual Paul W. Smith Golf Classic, benefiting the nonprofits that serve 55,000 youth. We mentioned title sponsor, News Talk WJR. Tournament sponsor, we just spoke with Mark Truby, Ford Motor Company. Our presenting sponsors, represented by Blue Cross Blue Shield and Dan Lepp and his team, and DTE Foundation's Rodney Cole, General Motors' Terry Radigan, Racecott at Lear, Stellantis, well represented by Sean Morgan, Mike Manley, and Mark Stewart, the new COO, North America, and Toyota, Kurt McAllister, and so many other good people. These people all represent a lot of other good people at these companies that make it possible for these charities to do what they do. The driving range sponsor, Jim Fitterling, Dow, thank you, sir. Our breakfast sponsor, UHY LLP, Anthony Frabata. Anthony has been with us from the beginning and before. The lunch sponsor, Comerica, Linda Nosegby. Dana, Jeff Cole, Jim Kamsiskas, lounge sponsor. The turn sponsor, Rocket Mortgage, and Laura Graneman, who you've met many times on this show and on Opportunity Detroit. Hoot McInerney Starlink, and Jim and Ryan McInerney keeping the Hoot McInerney tradition alive. Hoot was the first person to come on board as a sponsor for this event. Thanks to the official refreshment sponsor, Absopure, William Patrick Young and Bill Young and their team, and our official golf equipment sponsor. We can't say enough about Bridgestone, what great products they have for golf and for your car, tires and such. And Shannon Quinn has done a great job in that position, running Bridgestone in our area. Shannon Quinn, thank you for continuing the official golf equipment sponsorship that you have. And Meyer, Catherine Cooper, for the golf cart sponsorship. And many, many other sponsors that I'll mention throughout the show that made it possible to help our four charities. The Children's Foundation, Detroit PAL, the original charity, Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit, and the Children's Center. And the CEO, Deborah Matthews, is here with us right now at 6:54. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you?
I am excellent. More importantly, how's the Children's Center? Give us a quick update.
Well, the Children's Center is doing well. We provide mental health, behavioral health services for children and families. And you can imagine during this pandemic, it has been definitely a trying time, and we've been still going forth, you know, not serving as many kids as we'd like to because they're not coming in as frequently, but we are still on the path to help children and families shape their own futures.
Deborah, it's been a tough time, and it's been a tough time to raise money because there have been, over the last year and a half, almost 2 years now, many fewer opportunities for us all to get together to raise money. We're happy that last year we were able to have this tournament. We're having it again this year. But you need a lot more money from people.
Yes, we do. And, you know, this tournament has been great because of the fact that last year we were able to have it, you know, with social distancing and such. And again this year. So this is very vital, whereas many of our other events have just been canceled altogether. So this is really valuable for the Children's Center.
How do folks get in touch with the Children's Center? If they want to learn more, if they want to volunteer time, if they want to make some contributions, or they might need the services of the Children's Center. How do they get in touch, Deborah?
Yes, the easiest way is to go to our website, thechildrenscenter.com, and if you Google us, you know, we'll come up pretty quickly. So, yes, we do still need volunteers, contributions, and any kind of support to help our children and families.
Well, it's good work, that's for sure. Thechildrenscenter.com.
Yeah.
Deborah Matthews, the CEO. You know, we get together and we make a lot of noise one day a year, but you guys are there day in and day out all year round. And I want to salute you, Deborah, and thank you and all the people you represent that are working so hard at the Children's Center. You do a great job.
Thank you so much. We're very happy to be here for our children and families, and we appreciate what you guys are doing here today. It'll go a long way to help the nearly 7,500 children and families we talk to and deal with every single year. Thank you so much, Paul W., and all the sponsors.
Well, that's right. Let's not forget those sponsors. None of it happens without them and our listeners who also offer such great support. Thanks, Deborah. Best
Absolutely.
To everyone.
Thank you. Same to
see
you.
It's a beautiful day. Later here. It is a beautiful day ahead of us, that's for sure. Deborah Matthews, CEO of the Children's Center. We're helping the Children's Center, the Children's Foundation, Detroit PAL, and Variety, the Children's Charity of Detroit. All have struggled with limited resources and growing demand for their services. And the corporate support this year has increased for our annual tournament with new sponsors and increased levels of support. It's all good news, and frankly, we all need a little good news these days.